Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning into the Newhouse Insider Podcast. My name is Eric Baker, and today I'm joined by Professor Olivia Stomsky, Director of the Newhouse Sports Media Center. Professor Stomsky is going to provide us with some insight into the sports communication track, or SCT for short, and let you know what to expect from Newhouse. Professor, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So just to start off, could you tell us a bit about your background in the field and give the listener some context as to your professional and educational experience?
Sure. When I meet with students, I often say, let me tell you a little bit about me so you can decide if you care what I have to say moving forward. I did my undergrad here at Newhouse, Syracuse University. Graduated in 2001 and went directly into the workforce. I have spent my entire adult life working in sports media. I started my career at Fox Sports in Los Angeles. I started with live production and production of live sporting events. I've worked in studio. I've done a lot of post-production, working with documentary-style shows, long-form shows, which I absolutely loved. Spent some time in the PR and marketing side of Fox Sports as well. In 2008, I went on to become the executive producer at a company called Coengle Media, which is an independent production house producing live sporting events for ESPN, CBS, Fox. I now took over just a year and a half ago almost, right, as the director of the Sports Media Center, but I am what they call a professor of practice, so I am still producing and directing live sporting events, mainly for ESPN and mainly college. I average about 75 to 80 games a year on top of overseeing the sports media and communication track for the grad program here at Newhouse.
Do you have any particular experiences that really jump out that you think were really exciting for you or really helped define your passion and career that you do?
Wow, that's a great question. I think I have the best job in the world. Not only what I do outside of the university, but here in the university as well. You know, there's been shows that I've been able to be a part of. I produced the unveiling of the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar statue at the Staples Center, which was probably one of my most exciting events to be a part of when you're sitting in a room with Magic Johnson and all of these NBA greats telling them, okay, you only have 5 minutes to speak, and then I'm going to give you this cue. You kind of walk out of that environment thinking, how is this my life?
Yeah.
This is the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
And I think that that's only really tied with that call you get from a student when they say, I got the most amazing job. I'm on my way to, you know, Uruguay to cover the Women's World Cup, for an example, which we have a grad student that did this year for the U17. And just seeing how exciting their lives are going to be and are right now after just, you know, 1 year of our grad program. That is almost comparable or is comparable to having a moment in my other career where all of my childhood heroes are in one room. So I think it's been a wild ride, a great career that, you know, I definitely am still just getting used to.
Quick follow-up. Is the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar statue life-size or did they have to shrink it down because he's too big?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I think they shrunk it. They say it's life-size, but I've seen it clearly and it doesn't seem like it's quite life-size. Maybe they cut a foot and a half.
Yeah.
It's
got to fit somewhere.
Right. Well, it's outdoors.
Okay. So they've got some space to work with.
Some space. It's not like the Shaquille O'Neal where he's like climbing off the side of the building. Kareem is actually giving, obviously, the sky hook. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
We've touched on this a little bit, but I was hoping you could expand. What about your field is most exciting to you? And what are the ways in which the field is evolving?
Well, you know, there's so much that we could talk about there, right? Mm-hmm. It's evolving in ways that the field of sports media is becoming more diverse, more women, people of color in different roles, whether that be play-by-play, hosting studio shows, not only for ESPN, but for Fox and shows like that, which are really, really great to see women like Beth Mullins calling play-by-play. But then we could also discuss the evolution of esports, for an example,
mm-hmm.
an entirely new landscape for us to navigate within the sports media, and that's across the board. That's looking at how do we produce esports events? How do we market them? How are we, as a PR staff, using our expertise in traditional sports to do that? And that's one thing that's so great. You know, when it comes to sports, you never know. The underdog can win. And there's a joke that we all say in the business, well, that's why we play the game, right?
Yeah.
But that's for the industry as well. It's ever-changing, and I think it's so exciting for us to be able to keep up with that. And those changes are fun to be a part of.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, the underdog thing is huge. It's half the reason people tune into, you know, something like the World Series when a, you know, Cinderella team makes it.
Completely
just
correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's awkward for me being first a Kansas City Royals fan, so that was great a few years ago.
Right.
And then I'm also a Red Sox fan, which means every year I'm just like, so we back or no?
I'm a Dodgers fan.
Okay.
So, you know, this whole one victory per year thing, I'm not happy at all.
Yeah.
But yes.
All
right. It's a fun time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So now to be clear to our listeners, sports media and communication track, or SCT, is not in and of itself a major here at Newhouse. Can you explain how that emphasis works in relation to a student's major and what classes and experiences SCT students can expect while here at Newhouse?
That's a great question, and gets a little confusing sometimes, right? So when we're looking at the grad program, it's not a major or a program itself, right? Within Newhouse, we have different programs that can take the sports media and communication track.
And that's expanding, right?
It's expanding. We're not adding anything to your program, okay?
Yeah.
So it's important to understand you're not paying for more. You're not putting a more load. Each of those programs has room for a certain number of elective credits. When you choose to do sports media and communication, you use those elective credits with sports classes. So for example, if you want to become a play-by-play person, you may choose to do your grad program within broadcast digital journalism because that's more of a performance side. Now, you would use your 6 elective credits to take, say, radio sports broadcasting and sports interviewing and sports television play-by-play, right? So we have several different electives within sports media and communication that really fulfill those needs within each of the programs that fall under the sports media and communication track. So oftentimes we will look at it as a specialization. Say you're taking TRF for an example. You may want to get into production and become similar to what I do, a sports producer, or you may want to work for 30 for 30. So your regular program will give you much of that background as far as screenwriting, you may video production. But then once you're in the sports media and communication track, you would use your other electives for, say, my sports production class, which is a 3-unit course taught in the spring. You may also use your units for the sports writing class. So it would kind of hone those skills, but more on the landscape of sports media.
And the typical majors that do take it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's television, radio, film, broadcast and digital journalism. You mentioned both those. I know that public relations has started to become a part of this.
Yes, we're working on public relations now. I'm still in its infancy to make sure that we have enough classes and enough students to fulfill both needs. But it's definitely a priority of mine and Dr. Luttrell's, who is our director within the PR department. But number one on my list to do is to add public relations.
Are any of the other programs?
Yep. We also have MNO, which is still MNO, or is it MND?
I think it's MNO still.
Okay.
Yeah. That's magazine news and online journalism. So lots of schools offer some sort of sports broadcasting program. And obviously, Syracuse, if you're listening to this specific podcast, you probably have an interest in something like working for ESPN, let's say.
Right.
But why do you believe that prospective students should consider Newhouse as opposed to any other graduate school or program?
Well, you know, I absolutely love this question because it's not as if I just came here as a professor. You know, the saying of drinking the Kool-Aid, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't have to come here and drink the company Kool-Aid. I actually mixed it with my own career. Having been here and been a part of Newhouse, it has been not only wonderful for my career, but absolutely did I leave here prepared and ready for the workplace. And that's what Newhouse does. So a few things that separate us. One is, of course, our alumni. You look at our list of alumni and our supportive alumni. We're talking Mike Tirico, Bob Costas, Marv Albert, Beth Mowins, Sean McDonough, Ian Eagle. The list keeps going on and on. You cannot walk into an NFL network, an MLB network, an ESPN, a Fox, a Big Ten. I mean, you cannot walk into anywhere without seeing and meeting Newhouse alum. And that alumni connection and network is second to none.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start there. Right?
Yeah.
Second, we very much in the sports media communication track believe that we should be learning and teaching exactly what's happening now. Every single professor that teaches a sports communication class works in the industry. So our play-by-play class is taught by Matt Park, who's the voice of the Orange. Our sports reporting class is taught by Stephen Fonte, who's the sports director, right? I teach sports production, and I'm still working for ESPN nearly every weekend. So it's so important that we're teaching our students how to handle and how to work and succeed in our industry right now. Not what we did 15 years ago, not what they used to do in 1985, but what they're doing right now. And so you're getting hands-on experience as a student here. And with our professors still working in the industry and being a part of the industry now, our connections are alive. And so it's very easy for us to call up our connections and our colleagues and say, hey, I've got this student you've got to take a look at. This is important. Can we get a student to shadow you? Can you give them a tour of this network or that network? Can you give them advice, real advice that we maybe didn't get when we were students? And so all of this is what separates us. I have a sign in my office that says, I'm not going to tell you it'll be easy, but I promise it'll be worth it. That's Newhouse. We should have that literally on the wall of Newhouse because this place is tough. It's competitive, but you don't get to be the best and ready for a really great career by just hanging out, right? And that's what separates Newhouse, what separates our sports media and communication track from any other university.
So what would you say is the biggest misconception about the sports communication industry? And how does Newhouse combat that in its education?
Well, for starters, people that don't work in the industry tend to think it is just fun, right? We can all watch ESPN and say, oh, I talk about sports with my buddies all the time. It's easy. I could do that. There is an art and a science to calling play-by-play. It's difficult. It's even more difficult on radio than it is on television. And I think that sometimes we do have people that look at sports media and communication and say they're just hanging out, you know, having fun, and they're not serious about what they're doing. Sports media and communication is still journalism, right? We're still reporting facts. We still have a responsibility. We still have to do research and homework, and we have to study these teams. We have to understand journalistic procedures when we go to court cases and talk about whether we're talking to leagues or rules. There's so many times that sports interacts and combines with social issues, right, and political issues. And I think that oftentimes people looking in look at what we do and say, oh, they're just talking about sports. If you look at a network, you know, how long are they actually talking about what's happening on the field? And how many hours are we sitting in studios talking about everything else that athletes and teams and leagues are doing? And so I think it's so important for our students and for those of us in the industry to be well-rounded and well-versed in not only what's happening on the field, but who these athletes are, what is happening in our world, not just in sports.
You've mentioned some classes throughout this interview, but what would you say are a couple of the classes or experiences such as internships that students really tend to gravitate towards?
Well, during the fall, our sports writing class, which is taught by Terry Egan, is very popular. Professor Egan is amazing when it comes to working with our students. He has experience with ESPN, the magazine, and he very much signs on to be nearly a lifetime writing coach for our students. So that class tends to be one of the first ones to get full. Our sports reporting class is very popular with Professor Infante. Of course, our play-by-play classes, our sports radio sports broadcasting class with Matt Park is very popular. I always am embarrassed to say this because I feel like I'm just tooting my own horn, but my sports production class is very popular. We look at sports production across the board. When people, and especially students, ask me, what does a sports producer do? I stare at them because it's not enough of an answer. Because oftentimes students come in and they don't know because they haven't been exposed to the different kinds of sports producing. So our class really goes through looking at the promo side, the long form, the studio, and the live game production. So I think those are our very popular courses that we have that get full pretty quickly. We have sports beat writing. We've got a sports commentary, which is really popular as well. And every year is a little different. We'll have some groups that will come in, and there will be more that want to be on air than don't. There will be some that we're starting this spring, a sports documentary class that's taught by Jordan Klingerman, who has started his career at NFL Films, which is very popular as well so far. So, you know, it just really depends on the group of students.
Sure.
But those are just a few of our popular ones.
And I feel like this last question is really good for you specifically as an alumni. Yeah. What else would you like prospective students to know about Newhouse, Syracuse, just the experience of being here in general?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the one thing that's funny to me is this, I teach boot camp, which is a summer course when our grad students first get here. Mm-hmm. It's once a week for a few hours, and the students all kind of look at each other. You know, they're complete strangers, right? And there's two things that I say. For one, by the time that you leave here in 1 year, you'll be closer than you expect to be. Being a part of the Orange Nation, which seems a bit silly, is something that is undeniable. Mm-hmm. And it really doesn't matter where you did your undergrad. Once you've become orange, you stay orange. And it's a weird phenomenon, and I don't know when it happens. I don't know if it's your third month, all of a sudden, like, the orange fairies come in.
Sure.
Change your allegiance to the world.
Something clicks.
Right, something clicks. And I think it's so great because it's a family, and it's a bond that they'll leave here with no matter what. And so that's something that I think that people should know when thinking about it. We talk about our alumni networking, but people don't really understand. I had a student ask me the other day, so when in your career does it stop mattering that you went to Newhouse? I said never.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I've been in sports media and communication at a high level for 18 years, and I still have people and executives say, oh, you went to Newhouse? So did I. Let's talk about that.
Now, yeah.
You know, so that's the first thing.
Yeah.
The second thing is how amazing your life will change. Again, it's not easy. But that being said, I have students coming in the beginning of July, not really sure what's going on. Did they make the right choice? And a year later, taking a job at MLB Network.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden thinking to themselves, I majored in accounting
yeah.
in my undergrad. Like,
yeah.
How did this happen?
Yeah.
Right? Does it happen for everyone? Not necessarily. It just depends on how much you put in. But anything can happen in a year. And if you really want this and you're dedicated to it and you're open to putting all of yourself into this happening, anything can happen in a year. And you will leave here with more orange clothing than any human being should own. And I apologize for that.
How could we end it with not that?
Right.
Well, thank you, Professor Stomsky, for joining us on Newhouse Insider and sharing your experience and advice with us today.
It was fun. Thanks for having me.
If you're a prospective student or just want to learn more about the sports communication track or any of our other graduate programs, visit www.newhouseinsider.syr.edu. Thanks for listening.